you. We're up to Mem Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omer of Zera. Anoch Azizel Rebavohu, the Shotan Bati. I saw, Reb Zera said, I saw Rebavohu swimming in a bath. Velo Yadana I Ocker I Lo Ocker. And I wasn't sure whether he picked up his feet and he was floating, or he was still standing on the ground. Pshita de Lo Ocker. Singwar says, it's obvious that he didn't pick up his feet. Tanya lo yoshut adam bebrecha maleyamayim v'afilu omeres b'chatzir. If you have a swimming pool in the ground, you're not allowed to swim in the pool, even if it's in your yard. Right? Not only a natural pond or something like that, even if it's an excavation in your backyard, right? You're not allowed to swim in the pool. And the reason is, the Gemara says, because you may build a raft. And even though that's unlikely, but since it's possible in certain situations, they answered across the board, swimming in a body of water.
We're talking
about the Gemara says, yeah, that's what Masechta we were learning when I left. Okay. Lo kasha, hod the less legedude, hod the is legedude. Gemara says that the difference is whether it has a embankment around it or not. Rashi says two pshatim, we'll get to in a second. Where there is an embankment around the rim, around the pool, so then it's mutter. And if there's no rim, then it's aser. So Rashi, why that's the case? Rashi, d'shot bambati b'shabbos. Okay, obviously Rashi also thought it was necessary to say it was told by Shabbos.
Can you say it?
V'lo yadana i'oka raglov min ha'aretz, and I didn't see if his feet were still on the ground or he was floating. He was swimming. D'kesavar kisnan ein shotin al pnei hamayim b'mashilim peiros b'nahar gadol tnan. Because maybe Reb Avo held that when it says that you're not allowed to swim, it's only talking about in a lake. A big body of water. Over there, it's possible that if you're allowed to swim, people may think you're allowed to make a raft too. But it's not reasonable that a person is going to make a raft to get to the other side of his bath. So, therefore, maybe the gzera wasn't made in that situation. Therefore, he was swimming in the bath. I don't know, didn't see if he picked up his feet or not. Lo yoshut, the alpha got the lech l'migz or osu. Right, Lamaisa the Gemara says that it's aser even in a small body of water because of lo klug. Right, because once you start making differences of what size the body of water is, so then there's no lake that's big enough to be aser. So therefore, they asered it across the board. Vatilo meves bechotzer, the lekel makes her shemayatis mayim baraglav chutzli arba amos. And even if there's no question, there's another problem of swimming because you may the water may be cast through your swimming into Rishus HaRabim. Right, more than Arba Amos. So if the pool is in a Rishus HaRabim, that's an extra added thing. So Brisa that says that it's Osir to swim is even if it's not in Rishus HaRabim, even if it's in your own Chotzer, there's no problem of carrying at all. The only problem is that you may build a raft, so it's Osir because of Lo Plug. Gemara says, however, Hoda Osir, the less Legedude. Where is it also? Where it doesn't have a rim, it doesn't have an embankment around it. So Rashi, the first shot Rashi says, She'ein svasa gavoa, shu amayim amukim etzol svasa, where the water along the rim isn't as deep as the water, there's no embankments, so therefore the water is very shallow near the ends. Kimo be'emtza, the kivin she'ein amukim shom, since by the ends of the pool the water isn't deep, so when you get close to the rim, so you have to dig your feet into the ground, and you end up taking the mud that's at the bottom of the pool, right, and you're making it like dough. You're taking it and making it into with your feet, you're digging your feet into the mud, it's like megadol, it's like making dough. So that's that. Therefore, if it would be a cement-bottomed thing, right, or nobody, every has a pool that doesn't have a bottom like that, lechora, that wouldn't be a problem. Right? According to this, it's only a place where the bottom of the pool is earth. The li nira, Rashi says a different shot. The isle gedu de shari lo dami lenar el lekli. The lesle gedu de dami lenar va'asa. Rashi says I have a different shot, and that is where it has a rim. So you're not going to confuse it with a lake. Lakes don't have rims, right? So therefore, lo plug. Anything that doesn't have a rim, right, since only a question of size, even if it's man-made, it's also because we're afraid you may build a raft, right, in a case where it's possible. But if it has a rim, it's not anything like a lake, right? It's a man-made, it's like a kli, right? It's not like a natural pool. And therefore, it's clear that there's a difference between them, and therefore that's not part of the Gzeira. The Gzeira was only on natural pools in the ground, not in Kalim. And where it has a rim, it's more like a Kli than like a natural pool. And therefore, according to this, right, even what's it called, a pool that doesn't have a cemented ground, but it has a rim, would also be mutter. V'omer Rab Zeira, Anoch Hazise L'Ravavo, Shehiniach Yodav Keneged Pondav Shalmata. And now we're having other things that Rab Zeira reported that he saw Ravavo do, and he learned halachas from them. I saw Ravavo when he went to bathe, that he covered his aver, he covered his what's it called erva. Right, keneged pondav shomata, covered his area with his hands. The lo yadana inagi lo naga, and I wasn't sure if he touched his aver or he just put his hands down there to cover it, but he didn't touch. So Mar says pshita lo naga. Of course he didn't touch. The tanya Rabbi Elezer Omer kol haoches ba'ama umashtin ki ilumevi ma b'lo olam. A person who holds his aver and urinates is like he's bringing a marble to the world, because it excites him, and he comes to Motzi Zer Levatola, and that was the one of the Averas of the Dor HaMabul, which brought the Mabul. Rashi. Kishiniach Yodav, Kshayaroches Mishum Tznias. Because of modesty, he would put his hands and cover up his erva. Z'in Noga Ba'ama. And I wasn't sure if he touched his aver or not. Kiilu Mevi Mabul La'olam, Shemischamein, because he gets aroused, Ubali De Keri, and he'll come to Zer Levatola. This is one of the things that the Dor HaMabul were makalkel. That was one of their averes. Motzim shicha zera levatola. Dechsid ki hish his kol boser. It's one of the things Gemara says was the chatoyim of Dor HaMabul zera levatola. So Gemara says, so, and Tosus points out that even though the Rabbanan argue on Rav Elezer, and they say that a person is allowed to hold his aver and urinate, that's only because if you don't, then the urine may go on your legs, and people may think that you're a krushofcha, that you're there's something wrong with you, your sexual apparatus, and you're usher to marry a regular Jewess. So in order to avoid that, right, there were mater, right, in certain ways to be able to hold the aver. So it depends if you're married, not married, and where you're holding or whatever. But in any case, it's not the rabbanon argue on that. But that's only because there's a need. But stam to touch the aver without that need of seeing to it that you don't appear to be a krushofcha, somebody whose sexual apparatus is impaired, and therefore is a shail of marriage, right? He's allowed to get married or not. Without that tam, everybody holds a saucer, and here that tam doesn't apply. So that's why he said, of course, he didn't touch. You're not allowed to touch the aver. So Amar Abaya, no, what was the Shaila of Rab Zeira, right? Why did he have a doubt whether Rabavo, whether he touched or not? Asua kiboleshes, because in the situation of Rab Zeira, it could be it wasn't usher to touch the aver, because it was similar to the case of boleshes. This nan, boleshes shenichnas oleir, if you have a troops, soldiers, that come into the city, goyim, okay? So we're afraid that they touched the wine, the menasech wine. They poured the wine to Avodah Zorah. So the question now is, all the wine casks in the city, are they mutter or are they osur? right? You had troops of goyim that didn't ransack the city, but they had free reign in the city. And they're called boleshes. Livlosh means to search. They're going around searching, right? A bolesh is a detective, right? So boleshes is troops that come to search the city. So boleshes shenichnas le'ir b'shas shalom, when there's peace. They didn't come wartime. They're soldiers from that country. There's no war going on. They came stam to search for whatever was necessary. So chavios psuchos asuros. If the barrels were open, then we're afraid that they made nisuchayayin and they assered the wine. Stumos mutaris. But if the barrels are still closed, then obviously they didn't open them, so they didn't make nisuchayayin, and therefore it's what's called tzmutu. B'shas milchama, but if it's a time of war, right, so you have foreign troops coming into the city in times of war, elu ve'elu mutaros, then all the wine is still mutar. Lefi she'ein p'nai l'nasech, because they're busy with the war. They don't have time to be menasech, to pour the wine, to avodah zarah. Alma, kivin deboisi lo menasech. You see, since they're afraid, in other words, it's wartime, so they have no time to be involved in anything but the war. Right? They're afraid of what's going to be. So when a person is afraid, he doesn't have time to do extraneous things. Hachinami, even the boys lo asi laharure. Similarly, when a person's afraid, over here he's afraid of the water, right? There's a certain fear of going swimming in a lake. So also, even if you'll touch the aver, you're not going to be mahar. It's not going to bring you to lidei keri. That was the shaila. That was Reb Zeira's shaila. I'm not sure if he touched or not, because maybe he held that this is like a boleshes. Then the case where a person's afraid, the fear takes away the possibility of him doing something extraneous, even having hirurim roy. Rashi. Kiboleshes asua lahadra bavo boleshes, right? Ravavo Rav Zera assumed that maybe Ravavo considered going to bathe like similar to the case of boleshes. Boleshes is chayolos, what's it called? Troops, soldiers. Gaius habolair al shem shemechapsim uboleshin soir. Why is it called boleshes? Because they search the city. Korile boleshes. B'shash shalom kigon shushalos umalchus. If it's troops from that country, they're not there for war. They're just there to search whatever. So then what's it called? If the barrels are open, we're afraid that they took off the time and they made they poured the wine to Avodah Zarah. If they're closed, then obviously they didn't touch the wine. But in the time of milchama, everybody's afraid. Nobody has time to go and pour the wine, and therefore, when people are afraid, we see they don't have time to get involved in extraneous things. Maybe also they fear takes away the possibility of, even if you touch your aver, of getting involved in hirurim roim or whatever. Gemara says, "V'hocha mai biyasusa." What was he afraid of? Gemara says, "Biyasusa denara." It's a little bit intimidating to go into a lake or into a river and bathe, right? It's a dangerous thing. So eini, v'omer Rav Abba, omer Rav Huna, omer Rav. Okay, so that was the shaila. That was the suffix. Maybe you're allowed to touch your aver in a time when you're afraid, right, you're concerned about going bathing in a river. Obviously, it wouldn't be applied to a bathtub, right? Nobody has great fears of being in the bathtub, but in a river where there's currents or whatever, there's the fear. So is that true, though, that you're not allowed to cover, what's it called, that you should cover your aver, right, even for now touching it, right? But just covering it up, mishum tznias, is that the proper thing to do? Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, kol ameiniach yodav keneged panav shel mata, kilu kofer bebrisa shel Avram Avinu. If a person covers, without touching, covers his erva, okay, he's kofer bebrisa shel Avram. It looks like he's embarrassed of the bris milah, right? Why should you cover it up as if it's something to be ashamed of? You should be proud of the bris milah, right? So why should you cover it up as something that's shameful? Rashi. Ki'ilu kofer, denira shu bosh bedover. Looks like he's ashamed. He's embarrassed of his bris milah. So the Marsha says, why didn't you say, ki'ilu hu kofer, but bris milah? Why does it say, but bris lo shel Avraham Avinu? So he says that up until Avraham's time, before there was a mitzvah of milah, so the makom habris was a shame, because it had orla. There was no mitzvah to take away the tumah that's associated with orla, right? And therefore they had to keep it covered. It was taka, shameful thing. That's why when Ham or Canaan uncovered Noah, what's it called, and went around and said that he was lying naked, it was a terrible embarrassment for Noah to have his orla exposed. And even though there are medrashim that say that Noah was born mohul, so he didn't have any orla, but the Gemara says in the Dorim that if a person made a neder that he's not going to have any hanoah from areilim, then even goyim who have a bris mila, he's also to. And if he says mulim, even a yid who doesn't have a bris, he's what's it called? He's osur to. The idea being that a goy, even if he has a bris mila, but it's not a bris, it takes away the physical orla. It doesn't take away the spiritual orla. We have a mitzvah bris that when you take away the physical orla, you're taking away the spiritual orla too. So therefore, even though Noach was born mohul, but he still had a din of an orel, right? He didn't have a bris. And somebody, a Jew who's born mohul, is considered mohul, but he doesn't have an orla. But a goy is always considered an orel. So therefore, by Noach, it was a busha. But once Avraham Avinu came, and there was a minyan of bris, there's nothing to be ashamed of anymore of the makom bris, because now it can be used for good things, and it doesn't have that tumma associated with it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. So therefore, the Marashah says he's kofer b'briso shel Avraham Avinu. It's as if the Avraham Avinu didn't come on the scene, and you're back in the days of pre-Avraham Avinu to Noach's time, where the orla was the aver was an embarrassment because of the orla. Mara says lokasha haki nochis haki solik. It depends. If what's it called, you're on the way to the bath, so then what's it called? There's no inyan of tznias, you're going to take a bath. There's no inyan of tznias davka to cover yourself up, right? Lamaisa, you're going to take a bath. So that's how people go. They don't go clothed. You don't go in a suit, right, and a hat into the shower. So that's not considered natsanua, because that's the normal way of functioning. Therefore, it would be usur to cover up your erva, because then it would seem like you're embarrassed. There's no idea of tznias, because lamaisa, that's the normal way to bathe. On the other hand, when you finish bathing, and you're facing the people, right, and also when you're going towards the river, so your back is to the people. So there's no inyan dafka to cover up your erva. It's, first of all, it's not exposed to the public. They only see your back. And secondly, that's the normal way you need to be undressed. When you're coming out of the river, so you finished bathing, so now the normal thing is to get dressed. And also you're facing the people. So therefore, what's it called? You're not covering it because you're ashamed of the orla, you're covering it out sneeze. And therefore, it doesn't have a sign that you're ashamed of the bris mila. It's just that you're modest. Rashi, kinochis lenahar ponav klapei anar. When you're going into the river, so you're facing the river. Ve'ein kam mishum tznias. Therefore, there's no idea of modesty because you're not facing the people. And therefore, also lechasoso. Therefore, since there's no idea of modesty over here, so why are you covering it up? Because you're embarrassed of it. That's usher. That looks like you're embarrassed of the bris mila. Kisolik uponam klapayam. When you come out of the river and you're facing the people, mutter mishum tznias. Then it's mutter because it's obvious you're not covering yourself up because you're embarrassed, ashamed of the mila. You're doing it because of modesty. Right? The reason I said the other thing is because even if you're facing people, right, sometimes you're allowed to uncover the bris is not considered natsanua, if that's a normal way to be. The halacha is that the person is allowed to urinate in front of anybody. Right? If he has to go, and there's no way, other way of doing it, you can urinate publicly. Right? People here in Eretz Israel do it all the time. You never noticed when you're driving. But it's really not asur mitzad hadin. It says even in front of women. Because, first of all, it's a sakana to hold back. And since that's obviously what you're doing, there's no inyan of tznias, where you're doing something that entails not being tzanua. Obviously, you shouldn't do it in a way that's extra not tzanua, but what's necessary is necessary. Okay.
Is there anything against bathing suits?
What?
Is this
not when you're taking a shower. But when you're in a swimming pool where there's no inyan that you're bathing, you're just swimming, yeah, then you should wear a bathing suit. Okay. Okay. Kiha de Rava, just like Rava, Shachi. So Rava used to bend over, okay? So he didn't hold from this idea of what's it called, when he came out of the river, so he didn't cover himself with his hand because he was afraid he would end up touching his aver, and he didn't hold of this heter that when you're afraid that it makes a difference. So he used to bend over to cover over the aver by bending over, okay, without having to put his hand down there. Reb Zeira Zokif. And Reb Zeira stood up straight. He was proud of the Mila in the case where he was going towards the river. Rabbonin Devei Ravashi Ki Konachsi Zokti, the Rabbonin who learned in the yeshiva of Ravashi, when they would, what's it called, go towards the river, they would stand up straight. Because then there was no inyan of, what's it called, of covering yourself, because your back was to the people and you were going to bathe, and therefore, what's it called, they'd stand up straight. Ki Kosalki, when they came back from the river and they were facing the people, Shachi, then they would bend over. And they also didn't want to cover with their hand, because they also didn't hold of this heter that you're allowed to touch because you're afraid. First of all, that when they came back, they weren't afraid anymore. So then it's for sure no inyan to touch, and therefore if you cover and you touch, it's aser. So therefore they used to bend over to cover the aver with their body, not with their hands. Okay, Rashi. Reb Zeira Zokif, the chayish of the Rav, shalo yira kekofer. Reb Zeira used to stand up straight, not to cover his aver, even by bending over, because he was afraid of appearing to be embarrassed of the bris mila. Okay. Reb Zeira havi komishtamit mit Rav Yehuda, the boy lemesik l'arad Yisrael. Right? Reb Zeira was avoiding Rav Yehuda, because he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yehuda held that you can't leave Bavel and go to Eretz Yisrael. The Amr of Yehuda, kol ha'ola mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael over be'ese. Anybody who leaves Bavel and goes to Eretz Yisrael is over on an essay, Shenamar, Bavela Yuvau v'shome yiyu. Right? That they'll be brought to Bavel and they should stay there. Okay. Now, even though that pasuk is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, where the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and they were taken to Bavel, and the pasuk says that they should stay in Bavel. But similarly, what was the idea? That when the Rebbeinu Shem puts you into Golus, you stay there. You don't go on your own back into Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem will take you back. Right? And others say that the idea is that since the Torah centers became in Bavel, so it was usher to leave Bavel because that's where the Iker Torah was. Right? To go to Eretz Yisrael where the Iker Torah wasn't. So therefore that same idea applied to Golus Bayesheni, because the Torah centers also were in Bavel, in Bayesheni, and to leave those Torah centers and to go to Eretz Yisrael where there wasn't a lot of Torah centers was usher at the time. The Gemara says that that's only Rav Yehuda Shita. The Chachamim hold that pasuk is not talking about people, it's talking about the klishores. The kalim of the Beis HaMikdash will be brought to Bavel and they'll stay there. They won't be brought back. Right? Bavela Yuvo is going on the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not going on people, Bechlav. So there was no isser to what's it called to leave Bavel and go back to Eretz Yisrael. Right? The only isser was to go back en masse, separate thing. That we went into Golus, the Gemara says, we took a shvua. Doesn't really mean that we actually said an oath, but it's as if the Rebbeinu Shel made a condition of Golus that we'd never go back to Eretz Yisrael en masse, just to leave Golus, all of Klal Yisrael, at once, and take over Eretz Yisrael by force. But if hold, that if the Goyim gave us permission to leave Golus and to come back to Eretz Yisrael, just like in Bayesheni, where the Persians gave us permission, then there's no issue. The Isser is only if you take it by force. You go, you emigrate from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael and take over Eretz Yisrael by force. But if you do it with the permission of the nations of the world, that's a big shail of Medina. Right? Was this a violation of that Shvuah of Loyalu B'choma, of taking Eretz Yisrael by force? That's what the Satmar Rebbe held and others before him. That the whole Zionist movement to politically take over Eretz Yisrael, right, was even if you do it with the machinations of politics, is considered taking it over by force. And since the people who lived here didn't give it to us permission-wise, the Arabs never wanted us here, Right? It's only the people who, on the outside, were in control, the English, the Turks, whatever. Therefore, it's considered Yalu B'choma, and the whole, our being here is awesome. Rov Gedolei Yisrael, there are some masses with Erish, that once the nations of the world gave us in San Remo, right, they decided that they're going to split up the world after World War II, and after World War I, and England was given a mandate over Palestine, and they decided that they're going to give the rights to Jews to live here, to make a national homeland, then there's no issue of the Shavuos. Butler, Pachat HaShavuos, the Orsameach says, because we have permission, just like by Persia when they gave permission, and it's not necessarily the permission of the people who live here, but the people who are in charge, who are in control. And the English were in control, and when the United Nations voted for sure, what's it called, after World War II, to partition Eretz Yisrael, and to give us rights to live here, that was enough to take away this Isser of the Isser of the Shavua. That's a separate thing. Rabbi Yehuda held that it's also for an individual to leave Babel and to go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and the main reason is because the Torah centers were in Babel, and leaving the major Torah centers was not a proper thing. Okay, therefore, where the major Torah centers are in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, then Lechara, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this shouldn't apply. Omar, so in any case, since we don't pass on like Rav Yehuda, Rav Zera held it was mutter to go to Eretz. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he wanted to avoid Rav Yehuda because he knew that if he, what's it called, Rav Yehuda found out he's going to Eretz Yisrael, he'd get an earful. So he tried to avoid Rav Yehuda so he shouldn't have to hear from Rav Yehuda that he shouldn't go or whatever, and then have a dilemma whether he has to listen or not, even though halacha-wise he held that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. So Omar, however, he couldn't hold himself back. Omar Ezel ve'eshma minei milsa. V'aisi v'aisik. He said, but the mice, I can't hold myself back. I want to go hear Rabbi Yehuda has good Torah. I want to go hear his Torah. I'll try to avoid, you know, getting too close so he doesn't tell me anything, but I'd like to hear, when I have to go to a shir, right, hear his drushes, but I don't want to get too close so he tells me any halachas. So, and then I'll leave, and then I'll go to Eretz Yisrael after I want to have one last chance to hear some Torah from Rabbi Yehuda. Ozal, ashkechei dekoi beibani. So he went, and he found he was in the bathhouse. Right, v'ka'omer le'lishame, and he said to his shamis, heviu li neser, heviu lu masrik. He told his shamis, bring me some kind of shampoo, and bring me a comb. And he said in Hebrew, okay, this is in Hebrew, pishu pumaychu, ba'afiku havla, right, open your mouths and let the steam go into your body. That he said in Aramaic. Ve'eshtu mimaya debebani, and also take a sip from the water of the bathhouse. Drink from the bath water. Okay? So, Omar, ilmole, lobosi, elu lishmo, dover zedai. If I didn't come to hear except these three things, right, it was enough to come to hear of Yehuda's Torah. Even if I just don't go to the drasha, I don't go to the shir, right, I just heard what he said in the bathhouse, is kedai. So, Morris says, bishloma heviyu neser heviyu masrik. What did he learn from over here? Right? He came to hear of Yehuda say, bring me a comb and bring me the shampoo. So he said, no. So he learned a big halacha from that. Kamash malon dvarim shalchol mutter la'omrim b'loshin kodesh. He said them in Hebrew. And the fact that he said the other things in Aramaic, he was pointing out, this you're allowed to say. You're allowed to say in Hebrew. You're allowed to say dvarim shalchol, what's it called, in a bathhouse, b'loshin kodesh. Right? It's not the language that's holy, it's the content that's holy. So if you're saying, bring me the comb and bring me the shampoo, you can say it in Hebrew too. And even in a bathhouse. So that's the first thing I learned. Second thing, pishu pumaychu v'afiku hevla nami. Right, the fact that he said, open your mouths and let the steam go into your body, k'dishmuel. That he taught the halacha like Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel, havla matik havla, right, that steam, hevel, takes out the steam, the heat of your body. So he was telling them refuah, right, it's a mitzvah v'shmartim milde nafshal seichem. So if you want to get the extra body heat that you have out, swallow the steam. Ela eshtu maya devebani mayim al yusa. But what did he learn from the fact he told him to take a sip out of the bath water? Right? The Tanya, ochol veloshosa achilaso dam. So that was this Indian. Person ate and he didn't drink, and it's like eating blood. Okay? The solid food makes the blood, but you need more than just blood. You need, what's it called? You need a drink, too. V'zel t'chilas choli me'ayim. And that's the beginning of stomach problems. If you eat and you don't drink. Ochal v'lo holak dalet amas. If you ate, and after you ate, you didn't walk dalet amas. Achiloso markevis. Then the food rots inside. It doesn't get digested well. It rots. V'zel t'chilas re'apra. And that's the beginning of bad breath. Now, when the food rots inside of you, so the bad smell comes out of your mouth, that's bad breath. So you have to walk arba amas to help the food digest. Hanitzrach l'nekova v'yochal, a person who has to go to the bathroom, and instead of going to the bathroom, he eats while he has to go to the bathroom. Doma l'tanur shesiku al gabe aforo, it's like an oven that you light when the old ashes are still in it. You have to go to the bathroom, get rid of the old ashes, and then start again. But don't rekindle the oven with the ashes still in it. That's like eating while you have to go to the bathroom. V'zeu t'chilas reach zo'ama. And that gives you body odor. Right? If you eat, have to go to the bathroom, and you eat while you have to go to the bathroom, then it's the beginning of body odor. Rochatz b'chamin v'lo shasta mehen. If you bathe in warm water, and you don't drink some of the water, okay? It's like an oven that you heated from the outside, not from the inside. Right? Obviously, it's not a benefit, right, to cook something inside a cold oven where you're heating it from the outside. The ikkar is to heat it from the inside. Same thing over here. You're heating your body from the outside with the hot water, but you're not heating it on the inside by drinking some of the water. If you took a hot bath, but you didn't shower yourself with cold water afterwards, right? We learned that's what they used to do. They used to bathe, and then they used to pour cold water over themselves after that. When you want to temper iron, so you put it into, you heat it up, and then you thrust it into cold water. So it tempers it, strengthens it. So same thing over here. You put yourself in the hot water, and you didn't put the cold water over you afterwards. Rochatz v'lo soch, if you washed and you didn't anoint yourself, dom elamayim agabi chavis. It's like putting water on the outside of a barrel. It doesn't absorb. So Rashi learns, first you have to put oil on your body, and that opens up the pores, and then you go wash, then the water goes inside. Tosus learns it's the opposite. It's always, first you wash, and then you put the oil on afterwards, what's it called, v'rochatz v'soch. They used to put the oil on afterwards, and after they washed, they put the oil on, the oil opened up the pores after the washing. Rashi. Mishtamit, hoya yore liros liroslo. He was afraid that Rabbi Yehuda should see him. Mishum dahavi boy Rabbi Zera lemesik larav Yisrael. Rabbi Zera wanted to make aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda lo sphira le, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold that you're allowed to. The Yari pen yigzor lo milela. He was afraid that Rabbi Yehuda would give a gzera, not just his halacha, he would tell him specifically, don't go. Okay, and then he'd have a problem, what to do. Bavela yuvo v'shome yu ad yom pakti. Rabbi Zera omar lecho haikro b'chli shoris ksi. Rabbi Zera held that pasuk is not talking about people, it's talking about the kli shoris. Kidechsi k'arminu b'shnei dayon gzeras. More in Ksubas, when we get to Ksubas from Yitzhak Hashem someday, so then we will discuss this halacha more. Hevilu Neser lachuf es roshi, bring me the shampoo to shampoo my head. The kohamer lubaloshan agoyim. He said that in Hebrew. Pischu pumaychu v'yikonish hevel beis amercha sotoch hagu. Open your mouth and let the steam go in your body. The yotzi hevel shozeya, and that takes out the sweat. Right, by swallowing the steam, it makes you sweat. The ishtu min mayim chamim, drink some of the warm water of the bath. Ba'afilu lo huchmu el rechitza, even though they weren't heated up for drinking. But there's an inyan when you take a bath to drink a little bit of the water in the bath. Okay, I wouldn't advise that in a swimming pool. Mutter la'omran, right? Mutter la'omran bebeis hamerchatz afilu b'loshin kodesh. So one halacha he learned is that you're allowed to say divrei chol even b'loshin hakodesh in a bathhouse. Hevla demerchatz hanichnas derech hapeh. And also he learned this health hint that if you swallow the steam in a bathhouse, it's a healthy thing. Mapik Hevla takes out the sweat. Velo halach dalet amas called him sheishon. Right? A person who eats, and he doesn't walk dalet amas after he eats, so Rashi said before he goes to sleep. Otherwise, ridiculous. Man, well, you didn't walk dalet amas. You always have to do something after you eat. You eventually walk dalet amas. Right? You don't stay in the place that you ate for the rest of your life. But it means that if you immediately go to sleep after you eat, and you don't walk dalet amas before, right, that's not a healthy thing. So if you eat in bed, right, it's not a good thing. You get out of bed, walk dalet amas, and go back to bed. But heat in the kitchen, you have to go dalaramas till you get to for your bed. Markevas enemisakelis lasozevo. Right? It, what's it called? It doesn't digest well, and it rots inside your stomach, and it gives off a bad smell, and that's when you get bad breath. Reach ra, reach hapeh, bad breath. Reach zoama, kol gufo mezoam, v'zeyatomit. Right? You have body odor. Okay, the other way. Veloisikub mifneem, sheinom native leklum. It doesn't help anything. It's like an oven that you fire on the outside, it's useless. Veloich nisul etzonon. You temper steel by heating it up and throwing it in the cold water. Same thing, taking a hot bath and then showering in cold water is, strengthens your body. It's like putting it on the outside of the barrel where it doesn't go inside. Okay. That's I think the Ben Yoyada says that Rochatz Velosach also has a hint to it. Rechitza is, learning Torah is compared many times to washing with water. Water is Torah. Rechitza is like learning Torah. And Sicha, he brings down, is compared many times to having Yerushamayim. So a person who learns Torah but doesn't have a Yerushamayim, so it's what's it called, it doesn't help him anything. The Torah without Yerushamayim is a Sam HaMavis. So you have to wash, you also have to put oil on too. You have to have Yerushamayim. Okay, let's just learn the Mishnah.
How can I make a bracha to drink the water in the bathhouse?
What?
How can I make a bracha for the water? Why? Because it's covered up from the waist down.
How can you make a bracha? No, the shaila is you can't say divrei kedusha in a bathhouse. Where it's a hevel. In the mikveh, so that's a shaila. We learned in brachas, where the mikveh may not be like a bathhouse. But in a regular bathhouse, lachor, you're not allowed to make any brachas. How could you drink?